This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Solar farms are becoming a familiar part of the Mountain West landscape. While there are questions about their environmental footprints, new research suggests they can coexist with rare plants. Caleb Radel has more.
Scientists from the Desert Research Institute studied a plant called three-corner milk vetch at the Gemini Solar site near Las Vegas. Before construction, they found only about a dozen plants in the area. 2 years later, they counted more than 90, and many were bigger and produced more flowers and seeds than nearby populations outside the site. That kind of outcome is unusual, says researcher Tiffany Pereira.
Normally, solar sites look like a moonscape. They take out all the vegetation, they blade it, they grade it, take out the topography, the soil seed bank. So the fact that you can have a rare plant coexisting with something like this is crazy.
Pereira says the findings could help guide how solar development moves forward across the Mountain West without automatically sacrificing sensitive desert ecosystems. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
In Denver, Mayor Mike Johnston announced his administration's goals for 2026. Decreasing street homelessness and creating more housing remain top priorities. Another focus this year will be public safety. Johnston said he plans to reduce gun-related homicides by 10% citywide and by double that in high-risk neighborhoods. Other goals include filling downtown office space, expanding childcare options, and developing more green space, like adding more trees and native plants. This is CPR News and KRCC. The clouds should clear out, and we're expected to have a sunny afternoon across most of the state today. Along the Central Front Range, high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 40s.